forced me to play the banjo. Does anyone know what that is? It has to do with Boston. Charlie and the MTA, thank you very much. If you remember that song, "He Never Returned, No, He Never Returned, and His Fate Is Still Unlearned," and so on and so forth. I do a sing-along, but you all have your masks on and you would pass out, so we won't do a sing-along on that. But I heard that from the Kingston Trio, the very first album I ever had back in, I got it probably 1962 or three. But these 16 notes, played by their banjo player Dave Gard, made me play the banjo. I gotta be able to do that. It was so exciting. And then I discovered a guy named Earl Scruggs. And we're gonna hear more of this finger picking thing, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then at some point, I started learning about what went on at the turn of the century, which I will get to in a minute. This so-called classic style banjo, rags, light classical music, marches, that sort of thing. And I thought that's kind of where, that's about as far back as anyone knew what was going on with the banjo. And then in 1990, I went to something called the Tennessee Banjo Institute in Lebanon, Tennessee, where they had 150 banjo players. Whew, that's a lot of banjo players. And some of the people there were playing in a so-called minstrel or stroke style, working out of a book from 1855. And it just blew me away. It was this like really powerful experience because I could hear the African roots in the music because the banjo came originally from Western Africa when enslaved people were brought over to the Americas. And so after doing a little bit of research, I found one of the very first tunes in these instruction books from 1855, and there were a few more in the 1850s after that, a tune called Juba, which is this kind of hand patting thing that you perhaps are familiar with. And it was also the name of the first black to perform in a minstrel show. And it was also the name of a dance that was done in the West Indies by enslaved people. So I'm gonna play a little bit of Juba from these books. It's sort of like going into a time machine almost. And this is a replica of an 1840s banjo made by a guy named Boucher. He was a drum maker in Baltimore. And I saw an early version of this that was made from a gourd with this kind of a neck on it. And it's low tuned, as you can hear, and it's fretless. So I'm gonna do this Juba medley, but the second tune I'm gonna play is the earliest example that I've been able to find, and I think it's maybe the earliest example of black banjo music played by a street musician in Oneida, New York, of all places. And his name is lost in the sands of time, as is the name of the tune. But it's finger-picked, and you can hear a little bit of syncopation in it, which was kind of ahead of its time for being, this dates from no later than 1850.